You're excited. You head to the lake, river, what, pond, whatever it may be, and you're going to go fishing. And I'm going to catch some fish because I've got a funky hat and I'm wearing really groovy shoes. And I got the secret lure. And then you go out there and you don't catch a damn thing. So, you know, that's just kind of, that's why it's called fishing, not catching. We got, sometimes we have to remind ourselves that it's fishing, not catching. So anyway, it's time for our weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report and Mermaid Outlook. It's Gary Faraci with the Bayou Resort. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning, Gary. How are you in this rather chilly Thursday morning?
Oh, man. I love it. I love it.
It's beautiful out, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, just a moment ago, took all my clothes off, made a circle around the radio station, came back in. Probably should get dressed, but it's just fabulous.
Yeah, it is. I love this time of year. Too bad it's not going to last long, but anyway, the mermaids like this weather here a lot.
They do. This is when you can cuddle with them.
Yeah, they really.
And then they
seem
eat
to,
you.
Show up more when the temperature's a little chillier. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Got little Cheetos, some Cheetos and wine, and the mermaids will definitely be all over you. So
I've got a plan to get down there. I'm gonna grab a lounge chair, or something, and get my tail down there with a nice bottle of wine and maybe two bags of Cheetos and just chill for a while this afternoon or this evening and see what happens. You know,
might get hit over the back of the head by Diane if she knows.
Yeah, there's your mermaid.
Here's your mermaid.
Oh, well, they can't blame a guy for trying.
Well, that's right, that's right. Hey, what are we hearing fishing-wise? You know, we've had some cooler weather, you know, or people just, they need to bring an extra boat to put fish in or what?
Yeah, well, you know, the water temperatures, you and I were talking, is mid-73, 74, somewhere in there, and dropping, depending where you're at on the lake. So that's a big plus. And then the lake level, 552.4 this morning. Boy, I haven't seen it like that in a long time. That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely great conditions to be out there. And the good news is, it's from everybody I've talked to, the bite's really picking up. It's not, and I have seen a lot of limits, a few here and there, but still got to work for it a little bit, you know, spend some time out there. But people are catching fish, you know. It's been better. It's getting there.
Yeah. It just, I mean, you know, you just got to have a little bit of patience. You know, if you go down there, well, I'm going to fill the boat. You know, I'm going to go fish it. I'll have my limit in about 90 minutes. Yeah, I'll be home for lunch.
Well, yeah.
That's never a real good attitude to have.
Well, pack a lunch, bring a thermos, bring a cooler.
Yeah.
Get out there and enjoy it. You know, if you only catch 9 crappie instead of 15, that's okay. You know, it's still have a good day out there. Get out and enjoy and relax and don't take it too seriously.
Well, I the guys I talked with, you know, they were for the crappie. They were using the watermelon with the chartreuse tails, little jigs, Bobby Garland, and tater baits. You know, just kind of jigging them, and it. You know, I mean, and they got live scope. And here's the thing: I mean, they're on fish; they're just not biting.
Yeah. Yeah, and most people that I've talked to, the majority of them, I'd say, had a little bit better results with live bait, with crappie, minnows, tuffies. It goes both ways, depending. There's some guys, that's all they do is use plastic and jig, and they do very well, and some people use live bait and do very well. My consensus from this past week was I think the guys that used live bait had a little bit of an edge on, caught one or two more fish maybe, or one or two more bites. Maybe. So, it's your own personal preference out there. But it's getting better. I think there's more action as that water's cooling and stuff. It's really picking up.
Yeah, And the largemouth, you know, jerk baits. I mean, people are trying everything, and that's what's really funny. And that's, to me, that's what's fun, but, it, you know, I chuckle. But I mean, people are throwing everything. Jerk baits, spinner baits, gitsits, plastic worms, crawdads, salamanders, crankbaits, slow rolling. You know, they're throwing everything at them.
Right, and everybody's getting a little, everybody's having a little success. You know, everybody is, you know, one guy I talked to this past week, he was on a dark color buzz bait, and he said he caught four really nice, he caught more, but four really nice keepers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's working for you today. That's perfect. Use that, you know. You gotta keep trying.
Yeah, well, but, you know, if you're just frustrated, go catch you some big old brim.
There you go.
Get you some crickets.
Get some red wigglers or some crickets and go out there and catch you. Then you need a big bucket for a brim.
Oh, yeah, you need a big bucket. Yeah, you need a big, big bucket. I guess, you know, brim's just not cool enough.
I don't know. You know? It's good eating, though.
Oh, yeah, man, it's good eating. But I guess it's, you know, the brim, the bluegill, they're just not as cool as a largemouth or a
largemouth. And then you got the stripers and the hybrids and the white bass. They're all rolling up this way. That's
starting
for sure.
They're
definitely on the move.
Yeah, yeah. They are starting to work up to those arms. And you know what? I'm going to step out on a limb, and it's cracked, and I may fall into the pond. But I'm going to step out on this limb and say next week when we talk, it'll be on.
Yeah,
I think it will.
I'm kind of leaning that way myself. So, yeah, I think so. White bass been starting to surface.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier in the morning, like this time in the morning and stuff, they've been starting to surface a little bit, and then in the evening it's getting dusk. So that time of year, it's really really going to pick up.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's
game
just,
on,
game on, game on. And Gary, for folks that want to know more, how can they find you? You know, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can find us right off Fault Road here, but they can give us a call at 870-467-5277. They can find me down by the marina down there looking for mermaids. gone mermaid hunting. They can always, our Facebook page, they can check out pictures on there, leave us a message and stuff. Or our website, thebayouresort.com, or at down by the marina.
That's right. Head on down. Yeah, that'd be the good place to start right there. It's good visiting with you, Gary, and we'll do it again next week. And I'm telling you, I do. I think next week when we talk, it's going to be a completely and totally different story.
Yeah, always a lot of fun, Gary, talking with you.
See you, buddy.
See ya. Take care.
Gary Faraci. At the Bayou Resort, and I gotta find a mermaid. That's just all there is to it. I gotta have a mermaid.